Lauren, what does this one-day pop-up event bring to an audience that a museum or a gallery cannot?
That's a great question. Maza and I are particularly interested in creating events in public spaces instead of, for example, a museum, because it provides a different experience of the work. So instead of having merely an audience who might know about the event and know to come out for the event, we also get visitors who are just walking by, who might be on their way to work or leaving work or with their friends out having dinner, and they see the event happening, and then they come, and they have a different experience, one that they didn't expect. You know, we're really interested in facilitating something that's unexpected, and maybe for some people it's outside of their comfort zone, and that's okay, or for other people might be very used to going to art institutions and museums and galleries and might be comfortable with that. So we're trying to, you know, cultivate a diverse audience for art, and we think that the best way to do that is to have it as accessible as possible. And that's why we want to bring this out into a park instead of inside of a building with walls and a door.
But in doing this sort of interactive outdoor public event, you have to have cooperation from the city. How has that been?
We've been working with Downtown Visions, which is a very forward-thinking group, a nonprofit organization, and they have helped to facilitate this entire event. Maza is on the ground in Wilmington, obviously, because she lives there. This has really been a group effort to make this happen. We've reached out to corporate employees to submit artwork, all of the arts institutions in Wilmington, and our call has gone out far and wide. So, you know, the Shaft, Maza and I alone could not make this happen, but Downtown Visions is facilitating the process and is enabling us to bring in the food trucks and bring in the local vendors and to really create a social event that is larger even than the gallery exhibition. That's really, you know, an arts event for having a good time and enjoying yourself, and will allow people to spend time and have a drink or have some food and talk to one another.
I mentioned you're an artist yourself. What are the different rewards that you get from putting on your own work and then doing something like this with your collaboration with Maza, where you're actually facilitating other artists getting their work shown?
I see art as a vehicle for connection. And in my own work, I often incorporate the viewer in some way as a participant. So I'll create interactive sculptures where a viewer can walk underneath the work, when they can sit inside of the work, where they can crank a pulley system to make a fountain run. And so I really see the viewer as an integral part to the completion of the work. So by extension, when I'm doing a curatorial project like this with Maza, I'm really interested in creating that connection. And in this case, the work of the artist in the exhibition will be showcased, but in some ways, the gallery itself is also a sculpture. You know, I will be building this large object that will be in H.B. DuPont Park that will hopefully attract people to that space so that they can see the artwork on display. So I really see it as a fluid kind of spectrum between being an artist, being a curator. I try not to really segregate or separate those two processes. You know, working with Maza is great because she brings curatorial experience. I bring sculptural experience. We complement each other very well. And that's why we've been able to work together for the past 4 years and put together so many successful projects.
Again, it's Lauren Ruth and Maza Hixon together as the Shaft. Remind us of the event we can go to.
It'll be an exhibition of a variety of different artists' work from Wilmington. And we will also have food trucks and a cash bar, DJ Skinny White will be there, and it'll be a real community event. So it's definitely a social event, and we're hoping to convene around the artwork, and it'll be a great way to come out and learn about the artists of Wilmington and, you know, meet people that hopefully visitors haven't met before. We're hoping to bring a wide variety of people out to this event.